11 U.S. states have joined the Justice Department in the case against Google's parent company Alphabet, alleging that the search engine giant has stifled competition by using its business arrangements to steer consumers towards its products. Justice Department officials say that Google owns or controls channels accounting for about 80% of the internet searches in the U.S. It is the default search engine on Apple's Safari browser, and its search products come preloaded on smartphones running Google's Android operating system. The filing charges that American consumers are forced to accept Google's policies, including the use of their personal data, and that new companies are unable to emerge from what it called Google's long shadow. In a blog post, Google's senior vice president, Kent Walker, wrote that the lawsuit was deeply flawed and that people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to. U.S. President Donald Trump and Attorney General William Barr have both pushed for the lawsuit to be filed before next month's election. However, Alphabet, which is valued at just over $1 trillion, has been accused of anti-competitive behavior by both Democrat and Republican lawmakers. The last U.S. antitrust case of this magnitude was brought against Microsoft in 1998 and resulted in a settlement 4 years later, which left the company weakened but intact. Iris Spitzer, San Francisco.